This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice.
I was a high woman and a mother from my youth. For my children, I did what I had to do.
That is the opening line from country music's newest supergroup, The High Women, composed of Brandi Carlile, whose voice you heard there, as well as Natalie Hemby, and two Texans, Amanda Shires and Maren Morris. Their self-titled album was released Friday. It's 12 songs written by women, performed by women, and telling stories about women. And all that is very deliberate. The group talked about this with Natalie Weiner, who wrote about the High Women for the New York Times. Natalie, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did all these gals get together?
Basically, you know, when I talked to them, I got the sense that it was Amanda Shires' idea, actually. And it was sort of a reaction to this ongoing discussion in country music about the lack of women on country radio. It's pretty bad all over radio, really, you know, but country has been particularly egregious just as far as how many men get played and how many women get played. Actually, late last year, for the first time ever, there were no women on the top 20 of the country radio chart for Billboard, which is just sort of like an example of this ongoing trend. Now you got me feeling like loose change. And yeah, I think this is definitely a reaction to the sort of larger radio play concern, but also there were some pretty specific comments made by a radio consultant in 2015 that kind of sparked a lot of this discussion in what's been called Tomatogate. Basically, in 2015, this consultant said that women are the tomatoes in country radio salad.
Thanks.
They're good, but they should be sparsely used. That everyone was kind of like, wow. You know, it's like pretty obviously a regressive comment, but that does point to, I think he was just saying what a lot of people already thought, you know. But so for women in country, this has been a discussion for the past few years, and Amanda Shires sort of took it upon herself to look at the country radio numbers herself, sort of by conducting her own informal survey.
Yeah.
And she was thinking about how to correct it. And she came up with the idea to form an answer group to the Highwaymen, which is the 1980s supergroup with Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Johnny Cash.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
And they even reimagine one of their songs. What do you see as the relationship between these two groups?
I mean, I think it was pretty deliberate. And that's one of the things that I think is so special about this group. Like, it's not just that they are a group of women making country music, because there's a long history of that. But what they are doing here by calling it the High Women, by making this answer song, High Women, they're really putting themselves in a lineage of people who wanted to change what country music was about.
Someone saw me sleeping naked in the noon sun. I heard witchcraft in the whispers, and I knew my time had come. The bastards hung me at the Salem gallows hill, but I am living still.
The Highwaymen, you know, they all sort of fit into the outlaw category, you know, and even though now they're all part of country music's canon, at the time, you know, they sort of were deemed subversive to some degree, although, you know, it's always sort of maybe played up more than it actually was. But the idea was that they represented something different, a change. And so that's what the Highwaymen want to do as well. They want to say, no, we have a vision of country music that's inclusive, you know, not just to women, but to people with different sexualities, people who aren't just white, you know, which has been sort of another ongoing struggle for country. So that sort of points to this whole manifesto mission that they're coming with.
So when you were getting a chance to interview the High Women, did you get a sense from them that they sort of knew what they were doing, that this thing that they were putting together was going to be bigger than themselves and bigger than they could be on their own?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure any of them would like put it in those specific terms, but I think the concept for the band was definitely a concept. You know, it wasn't just like, let's hang out and jam, you know, which they obviously could do anytime. But yeah, it's definitely like they're coming at this with an idea to like really make change and to do something, you know, which I think is another thing that sets them apart from just women making music together, which I don't think anyone should ever assume is automatically like, you know, a cause. Like, I think plenty of women just collaborate because like they want to collaborate and that's cool. But this is something they're like, no, we have sort of core values that we're coming at this with, which are that women as artists need to be taken seriously, specifically in country music. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about the music that they've made. We mentioned the reimagination of the Highwaymen song. What other songs stick out to you?
I mean, it really, like, the range of what they were able to accomplish on this album is, I think, the thing that's most striking to me, kind of the diversity of the stories that they're able to tell. I mean, there's songs about being a parent and specifically being a mother, you know, I think my only child is like, you know, it's a gut punch, but it's a great song.
You mean more to me than branches to a maple. Pink painted walls, your face in my locket, your daddy and me, your tiny back pocket.
Like, I can't listen to it without crying, personally. Overall, there's just this sense that each artist was able to really stretch out creatively, but also have the support of being in a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's special to get to hear what that sounds like for all these women who are in such different places in their careers and occupy such different spaces, like come together and make music under the country umbrella. It was like a really interesting sort of musical metaphor that they're using on some of the songs. When they sing together, they're all singing the same note.
If it's love that we give, then it's love that we read. If we want to guard it, we're gonna have to sow the seed. Yeah, I want a house with a crowded table and a place.
You know, which is pretty unusual because it's easier to hear when somebody's off a little bit, you know, if everybody's singing the same note. But they chose to do that and sort of accepting that it might sound like slightly funky, but because that expresses the kind of solidarity that they're expressing, that they're really all in this together and they want all women in general to feel like we're all in this together. So that's why they're sort of like, I think they're hoping that together they can't be ignored.
Redesigning. Running the world while we're cleaning up the kitchen.
Natalie Weiner wrote about the Highwaymen for the New York Times. We'll have a link to her story at texasstandard.org. Thanks again for joining us, Natalie.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, ever since the beginning.